Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to bump. It's time to thump. It's time to bludge. The best of bludging on the blind side.
Now, Roy, this is a very disturbing story coming out of the Central Coast. They've got a ban on nudity on the Central Coast.
Do they?
Surf clubs, surf lifesaving clubs across the Central Coast are planning to ban nudity in change rooms.
Yeah. Oh, in change rooms?
Yeah, and I mean, they're not. I'm not sure what their policy is, open air nudity, meaning outside the change rooms. They may be all for that in the Central Coast. But the policy is obviously being put into effect with letters of warning after rinsing off after the showers fresh from an ocean swim. So normally people would maybe go for a swim, think, I'm a bit salty, I'll have a shower. Now, some places...
Often they have showers
outside, so you can showers with your bathers on.
Yeah.
The difficulty has been that the letters have been sent saying people who have done the wrong thing, meaning taking their bathers off inside the change rooms, have been breaking life-saving club protocols concerning nudity inside. Now, look, can I just say that this nation is blessed with great nude events. MOFO in Tasmania has a great nude swim.
It is.
It's in the middle of winter and everybody comes down hundreds of
And every now and again there's a sort of sicko photographer who likes to blow into town and get people to take their gear off and takes photographs of them.
Thousands of people turn out just to drop their togs in a communal fashion.
That's right.
Nothing weird about it.
No. Well, I suppose not, no.
Then we have the what's known, I think, as the Sydney Skinny, which is a nude swim at Balmoral Beach. I might be wrong about that, but the Sydney Skinny, I'm not sure how many...
That's not for sickos, though, is it, has she?
I hadn't...
Has anyone...
I don't think so. I don't think...
Lined those ducks up to see if there's any relationship between the willingness to do this and...
Well, are you suggesting that there's that the Central Coast is a magnet for sickos and pervs?
Well, I don't
and
know.
That's why they had to put the
I
ban
don't know.
In?
But certain councils must feel that way if they're a little bit worried about people getting undressed in a dressing room.
So,
I mean, that to me is the most natural thing in the world.
Now, come to the chase here. Are we suggesting that the surf clubs in the Central Coast be redesigned so a lot of cubicles are put in there with doors on them so as people, if they had to change from bathers into street clothes, would be able to do so without offending or causing attention or attracting pervs and sickos. Then we would have CCTV footage in there to make sure that all that happened behind the closed door of the cubicle.
Who would monitor that? I mean...
Well, hang on a minute. You've got to involve the police here.
Oh, the police.
You've got police in that area have enough to do already, but if they're going to have to be on perv and sicko patrol, then it's going to get really weird when the pervs and sickos join the police force to have a look at what's going on in change rooms. Because that'll happen. That'll happen. Now...
But can't we teach this in schools?
I was going to say, exactly.
How
read my mind.
You wrap a towel around yourself and then you discreetly lower the tog, or the togs underneath the towel, and then dry yourself off a little bit before
putting the
slipping
underpants
the underpants on or going straight to the shorts, whatever your preference
going commando.
Whatever your preference might be.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of thing you can do if your technique is good. You don't need a dressing room. You can do it in a car park or just do it on the beach.
Now.
Isn't that what should be taught? How to use a towel to...
Like you, I think this is something for schools, but I am mindful that some people have to go, love going for a swim before they go to work.
Yes.
So they might have to put on a suit.
Oh, yes, fair
which
enough.
Which I'm quite happy
and
to do.
And you don't want to have a damp patch around the gusset.
You don't.
You've got to wear all
say
day.
Say to a bank meeting or whatever
it is. Sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yes, no, I agree.
Yeah.
So, but I can't understand what this is, where the thrust of this policy comes from.
Yeah.
And have they thought it through?
Well,
because if you have a
when
policy.
When did it become a problem?
This week.
So what happened this week to generate this?
Well, the ban had been in place for some time.
Oh, how
and
long?
Some, well, let's say 6 months.
Really?
Let's say six
for
months.
For 6 months, you've never been...
Well, nobody bothered to check on nudity in the change rooms.
Right.
But now, of course, people have gone in
well,
there...
Well, someone's made a complaint.
Yeah, somebody's made a complaint.
I saw a bloke take his trousers off in the change rooms. Somebody has reported that, have they?
As I understand
it. And now there's outrage.
Outrage across the community.
Yes.
They didn't know, but now they're all queuing up to have a look at what's going on in change rooms. Before, they didn't care. And I've got to be honest here. I bet you in the Central Coast area, hundreds of thousands of people, maybe not this week because it wasn't so warm, but last week it was a bit warmer, changed on the beach.
Yes. So you know, I don't know. This reminds me, actually, I read a report last week, and I don't know whether to believe it or not, that a principal of a school in the United States had to resign because one of his teachers had exposed to the children an image of Michelangelo's David.
Yeah.
And a couple of parents thought it was sick.
Yeah. Sick.
Sick.
Yeah.
And now, I've been to Florence. I've gazed upon the image of David.
Did you know you were there with a bunch of sickos?
Well, I didn't realise. No. To me, it just looked like a terrific sculpture and gave us an insight into the Renaissance and what have you. And I put it in its historical context and loved it.
Now, I ask...
There was nothing sick about it. Once you put the idea of sickness in someone's mind, it means a lot of those kids from that school where that teacher the principal had to resign... They're going to look at Michelangelo's David now and think it's something sick.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Can I ask?
Ditto with someone in a change room.
In the
you go into a change room to take your underpants off and put your cozzies on, and people are going to say, oh, that bloke's sick. That's weird.
Now, can I ask, when you're in the presence of the David, did you think the heady vibe was because you were with like-minded sickos? Do you understand what I mean? Yeah. Before...
No, I saw myself with a bunch of other normals and we just looked at each other. We looked at David Shaw and then looked at each other. We'd never seen each other before and just nodded like, you're really good.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah,
really good.
Nice work.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Yeah, good chiseling.
Yeah.
Well, however you want to respond to it.
Yeah. Where's this
big hand? I didn't realise his hand was that big.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's just a little bit too big.
Now,
what's he saying by that hand?
I mean,
nobody looks at the nether areas and think, pretty small.
Yeah, that's the comment.
That's the comment.
But the fig leaf. Did you assume there was a fig leaf on there originally?
No, because I think if you put a fig leaf on it, you think, oh, someone's sick been here.
The best of bludging on the blind side. Common question. Are rugby league players good in a crisis? 15 academic studies conducted over 50 years have all concluded that rugby league players are 17% more effective in a crisis than any other group of people. Stats produced weekly on Bludging on the Blind Side.
Obviously, Texas had pointed out that it was a woman who was pinged for being nude in the change rooms.
Right. And someone was shocked by that. She was in the right change room.
Correct. It wasn't mistaken identity in terms of couldn't read the signs.
So someone went into the women's change room and was shocked to see...
a woman changing in the women's change room.
Wow.
Now, signs that say no nudity in change rooms, if you're caught breaching this rule, you'll be called before the club's disciplinary committee, disciplinary committee, were installed, after complaints. Mm. Now, then we come to policing of this. Now, are you suggesting CCTV footage is necessary?
Well, I suppose so. I mean, the most elegant solution I can think of, HG, for these change rooms is to have no lighting so that they're completely dark, pitch black dark, so no one can be offended.
Yeah, no, that's very good. And would you...
And you limit the number of people that can be in there, obviously.
And you and I know the area fairly well.
One at a time. Exactly. You don't want to attract sickos who enjoy...
darkness and nudity. And there's a big lot of them around, I'm telling you.
I think that's probably right.
Look, can I just say that it does concern me that warning signs aren't put up, say, in the Carryong area, just to take that as an example. So you drive up the highway and you come off at Carryong, big sign saying, if you're offended by nudity, there's a turning circle ahead and you'd be wise to come out. And the other way around is, at the same point, you are leaving the sanctity of the Central Coast.
Yes.
You may encounter nudity in change rooms from here on, meaning in either direction, going north or coming south or going west, for that matter.
Sure.
Could and I be warned. Could be I, warned.
Could I suggest, HG, a reproduction statue of David, Michelangelo's David, outside every change room on the Central Coast? How would that go over?
I think that'd be
would
terrific.
Would that be seen as being provocative or offensive? Or a welcome
addition to the art.
Addition to the art and as a sort of
a
lure for tourists.
Well,
have
steady,
you been? Oh, okay.
Steady, you know. I mean, we don't want that sort of, you know, school teacher in Thailand rave. You know,
oh, right.
You know, can I say, I think that we have to be warning people that these things are likely to offend or these areas are likely to offend and swerve them around it.
Yes.
And don't go on the beaches because you may see somebody doing towel work.
Yeah. Oh, true. True. What about a change room you can drive into and so you can change in your car?
Well, I think
would
that's,
that be acceptable?
Well, you see, what worries me is you've given the council another idea to think, well, the Surf Lifesaving Community, sure. You patrol the car parks.
Yeah.
You can't change in your car because they're could be an accidental, you know, opening of the door at an inconvenient moment.
Oh,
or, you know, you couldn't guarantee that you'd be able to get into, and people would see people wriggling into clothes and saying, I'll go and have a look at what's going on there and be shocked.
What about a monitor provided by the local life-saving community? And they just sit in on a chair. Look, I noticed when we were talking about the Uffizi Gallery where the David Michelangelo's David statue is, often you'll find an attendant sitting on a chair nearby, not creating any offence, just keeping an eye on things to make sure no one gets out a chisel and tries to
knock off
this whatever
offensive bit.
Yeah, sure. What about
can I suggest
a lifesaver sitting in each
of
the dressing
lifesaver?
Room?
A stop-go lifesaver?
Well, just someone who can monitor to make sure someone's getting changed in the right way or can maybe make a comment or don't look like
pants
that.
Up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or
keep that towel wrapped around.
Yeah.
Make sure the towel's there when you drop it. That's it, mate. You've done well. All right, good on you. Full marks. Out you go. Enjoy your swim. Would that work?
Well, I think the clubs, having raised this, have to put in an effort to prevent it from becoming a problem because people from overseas love that. Have heard all about the Central Coast. They haven't heard about the ban. Are we going to have signs on Qantas planes coming in, be warned, going to the Central Coast? Because a lot of people on this flight probably want to go up to the Central Coast, the whole McMaster's Beach, you know, Cool Care, Copacabana, big magnet. Maybe some people will be staying in Airbnb. Be warned, nudity is not acceptable.
Now, what if this this sicko bloke with the camera who likes shooting people in the nude and they turn up en masse often?
Oh, no.
Is that going to be possible to happen on the Central Coast?
That's what's the first thing that's going to happen.
Of course it is. It's going to be a lure, isn't it?
I mean, an absolute lure. A red rag to the photographer and the
nudist
community.
I don't know his name, but he'll be up there with his camera, won't he? Sure as eggs. He'll be there.
With a thousand other like-minded sickos and perps.
The best of bludging on the blind side. The Tickle is a breath of fresh air in the jaded Australian punting scene. The Tickle is home to mind-blowing same-day multi-options on all sports. Punters, you will be screaming, "Tickle me, Ticks," when you open the wallet, go the plonk, and wait for the winners to lob. The Tickle is the flutter that puts you in control. Follow the odds on all sports with Bludging on the Blind Side.
Rugby league immortal Wally Lewis has planned his funeral, picking the coffin he wants to be buried in and the maroon jersey and scarf he wants to wear for eternity.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
He's thought this through.
Yep.
So he's been to a few funerals lately and the discussion started immediately after, you know, going to one that I thought maybe I should start planning for his.
Yep.
It's a situation every family will go through at some point. It's all about having things in place, knowing what you want to do, where you want to do it.
Yep.
It's going to happen at some time, so it's better to be ready and have everything in place.
Yep.
So obviously I don't have to go through Wally's career. He played Origin from the very beginning,
yeah.
Won 8 Man of the Match awards, did. 34 appearances.
He was the Emperor of Lang Park.
Yeah, I know. Says it all.
Yeah. Now, so I assume he'd be buried in Lang Park in the centre of the ground.
Well, what a lovely idea. That would be great.
Yes.
Just to finish off here, I'd love to be buried in one of my jerseys.
Yes.
If I was wearing a Queensland one and be buried in Brisbane, I'd be resting very comfortably for a long time. Mm. Oh, that's great. I can't see I can't see having everyone standing around in suits at the funeral.
No.
The guys I know from the footy and my days at Nobby Surf Lifesaving Club don't like wearing suits. If you're going to take the time out to turn up to my funeral, come along as comfortably as you can in a jersey. Yeah. He laughed. Those in New South Wales jersey can expect to get abused.
Ah, yeah.
Funny good. Till the end.
Yes.
So that's a terrific idea. And the maroon coffin, I mean, I'm not sure whether that'll survive as long as Wally,
no.
as in once he's interred in it.
Yes.
But, you know, it's a lovely touch, isn't it? With it's got the QRL logo on it in a couple of places. And, you know, the scarf and the jumper, it's just going to be a whole thing. And to think Wally's in there in the gear.
Yes.
I just hope he wears the shorts and has the boots on with the socks.
Yeah.
Appropriate socks because, you know, detail matters.
Yeah. I know it's a timing thing, HG, but, you know, if he was to depart sometime within a reasonable proximity to a State of Origin match.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about.
You know
what I mean? Yeah, I can see where this is going.
Because he could be put in a fridge for a while, let's say.
Keep going, Roy.
A month or six.
6 weeks?
Oh, I don't know how long you're allowed legally to keep him in a. Look, some of these cold cases,
they've
been there for 15, 20 years.
Yeah, but we don't want to do that.
No, we don't want to do that. He's not going to be in a fridge for 20 years. He's not. It's only going to
be
a couple of months.
Yeah.
Let's say he leaves us Christmas Day.
Yeah. Well, it's only very
it's only time. About five but, months then. Yeah. You've got to keep him cold. And
out he comes.
Out he comes.
There would not be a dry
there
eye
there would
in the
not
house.
Be a dry eye. All the touchies in a line, all the...
All that they were there, the surviving ones who were there that touched the king.
And so you'd have it before kickoff for the State of Origin game.
Mm. Beautiful.
You know, sure, that part of the ground would be a little bit soft for a little while, but with compactors and stuff.
Yeah, I know. You'd have to put the hammers over it.
Yeah. So if kickoff's at, say, 7 o'clock, you'd have to start the funeral probably at, I don't know, 5:30?
Yeah. Would you have a free beer for an hour afterwards in the ground?
Yes.
So as people
for
could
sure.
send him off in the appropriate manner?
Yes, with a toast, 3 cheers.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what a lovely idea.
Yeah.
And you'd have, somebody appropriate who'd do the officiating.
Oh, probably the Premier because it'd be a state funeral.
God, I hadn't thought of
that. It'd have to be a state funeral.
Anastasia Palaszczuk would come down.
She would.
That would be fantastic.
If she's still, you know, the Premier.
We're
not hoping, we're not wishing that Wally
the
loses.
King drop.
I mean, he still could be around for another 20 years easily. But at least we've got these plans in place.
Yeah. And what a great...
And if the Queensland Rugby League, just be mindful... that this is what's going
to
happen.
Well, the king would like to go.
The king would want to go out in the manner in which is befitting.
I know.
Bespoke for him.
Yeah, I know.
Perfect. And so they've got that plan there. It's a bit like the ABC. You know, we're ready if the queen departs. We've got program.
Ready to go.
Ready to go that sums up her life, et cetera, et cetera. It's
probably
all ready.
Music, yeah.
Yeah.
And the newsreader might wear a special suit.
Well, might, yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm not sure if that's
on. They're ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, it's same with the QRL. They're going to be ready at the drop of a hat.
For the Emperor.
For the Emperor. Yeah.
After a man of the match origin clash, hobble back to the rooms, shout to the trainer, "Maestro me buddy," and listen to the soothing sounds of the best of Bludging on the Blind Side.
For more Roy and HG, search Bludge on the ABC Listen app.